Leslie, I'm failing to hear you.
Is that better, Chair? Can you see me now? Yeah. Chair, are you fine? Are you well? Are you keeping okay during coronavirus?
Hi, how are you? Hi, Chi.
I'm good.
Hello, Chie. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you couldn't.
Hello.
Okay, hello. How are you? Okay. Chie, Ms. Cherry and Ms. Nkomo are here.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hello, Che. Che, Ms. Nkomo and Ms. Sharif are online.
Yes, I'm fine, and how are you?
Well, thank you.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me? Che, can you hear me? Kosi, can you hear me?
Hi, Mandy. How
yes.
Are you?
Oh. I can hear you, Mandy.
Okay.
Hello, Mandy. Hi, Mandy.
Hello, Ms. Nkomo. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello? Hello, Ms. Hi, Mandy. Hi, Ms. Can you hear me? Che, can you hear me? Hello?
Hello, Mandy.
Hi, Che.
Can you hear me, Mandy?
Yes, I can.
Hello.
Yes, I can, Ms. Nkomo. Che? Che, you're back.
Mandy.
Che?
Hello?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Hello,
Che, can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Hello? I think that...
Hello, Mandy.
Hello, Mandy.
Hi, Che. I think you are freezing a little bit.
Hello?
Hello?
Deus me ama.
Hi, Mandy. Yes, how are you?
Hello, Chair.
Can you check the members that are there, because I can see that only 5 were registered.
Okay. Thank you. Chair, also members have also just
Hello.
Members have also switch off their cameras. So that and only switch them on when they are about to speak. We are about to speak, because it does interfere with the reception.
Yes, but I can hear you now.
Okay.
Can we start, members?
We can start. It's you, Ms. Nkomo, and Ms. Shati are here.
Who is the third one?
Ms. Sharif.
Okay, Nazli.
Yes.
Okay.
And then in the meantime, I will just SMS other members.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. So you will let me know that we are encouraging that you can start with our meeting.
Yes, but I think we can start, Chair. I think we can start already.
We can start, ne?
We can start, yes.
Okay. Afternoon, Nesli.
Chair.
Hello.
Hello, my
order. Would like to speak?
Hello, we...
Chair, I'm thinking, because it's only 12:03, maybe let's give members until 7:05 and allow them the process to log in, because we know that it could be a very problematic process to log in. But it's my suggestion, because I'm looking at the members who are present. It's like there's 4 of us.
It's 4, yes.
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
If no, can we wait? 7:07, I don't know.
Let's give them 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
But yes, if they are there, then Mandy will tell us.
Okay.
If we have been joined by other members, yes.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Chair.
Okay, Mandy.
I'm here.
Please keep us posted, ma'am.
Yes, Ms. Kumalang will join us now. She just sent me an additional email address, an alternative email address.
Okay, you will confirm her presence, ma'am?
I'll confirm, yes. I'll confirm in 2 minutes.
All right. Lula? Luli? Can you come in? Huh? Oh.
Hello, Che.
Afternoon, honorable members.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Chair.
Good afternoon, Chair.
Afternoon, Leslie. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Shelly.
Afternoon.
I'm good, good, good.
We are trying this because the name of the network. Hello. Hello. Can you do that? Hello. Honorable members, can we start?
Hello.
Yes, we can, Chair. Yes, we can start.
Okay. Mandy, can we register all the members that are present? Mandy?
Hello, Chair?
Yes,
hello,
can Chair, we register all the members that are present in the meeting?
Yes, members who are present are Ms. Sharif, Ms. Nkomo, Ms. Masiko, and Ms. Tlomelang.
Okay.
Okay.
Afternoon, honorable members. Can we start with our meeting? Can you please, Mandy, read the agenda for us?
Yes, Chair, the agenda, I'll put it on the screen as well.
Okay.
Okay, it's not working now, but the agenda is Chairperson's opening remarks, and then the committee will deliberate on the draft committee program. Then the committee will proceed with considering the matters arising from previous committee meetings. Then we will finalize the draft agenda for the full multi-party focus session. After that, there will be a summary of meeting outcomes or resolutions, and then the closing remarks from the chair. Thank you, Chair.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello, Chair.
Honorable members.
Hello, Chair.
You know, it wasn't clear. I didn't see the agenda on the screen, but I do have the agenda. I just want to check with all of us if we do have the agenda. Oh, yes. I can see it now. Is there?
Yes.
Yes. Can we proceed? I think this is the agenda which is going to guide us today. Can we adopt the agenda?
Chair?
Hello?
I have no clear agenda, Chair.
Who is there?
Honorable Sharif.
Honorable who?
Yes. Sharif.
Oh, Honorable Sharif.
Yes, Sharif. I second the proposal of adopting the agenda.
Who is seconding the agenda?
I do, Chair.
Oh,
Chair.
Ms. Tumeleng seconding the agenda. Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much, honorable members, and good afternoon. I would like to take this opportunity to welcome each and everyone who is present in our meeting today. Honorable members, I think we are meeting here for the first time in this second quarter. Honorable members will remember that it marks 2 months now since the pronouncement made by the president of the lockdown because of the COVID-19 pandemic. We are now at level 4 of the lockdown, and we are abide by the rules and regulations of the lockdown. Believe you me, honorable members, that life is not easy under this situation of the COVID-19. We are all expected to be home so that you can stay safe. We are all expected to limit our movement. We are expected to wear masks.
we are also expected to sanitize ourselves. While we are there at a lockdown level 4, we are expected to be home with our families, where each one of us, I believe, feels that is going to enjoy the opportunity of being at home with everyone or everybody at home. But we are learning every day that our poor women and children and girls, there are those that are subjected to live under gender-based violence and femicide, which I believe this committee should look into that. If it needs this committee to come up with some changes in our constitution, I think we need to do so. As the sixth parliament, I think we need to come up with, to come up clearly with when with issues or the regulations that we, that is going to abide each and every one of us when it comes to issues of gender-based violence and femicide. With this little words, honorable members, I would love to welcome each one of us in this meeting. It's a visual meeting, we are not used of it. I think all of us, we are learning. But you are all welcome. Each and every one of us is expected to deliberate, to make comments where necessary, and be proactive. And thank you very much, honorable members. You are all welcome. Thank you. Honorable members, Mandy, do we have any apologies?
Yes, Chair, we do. We have apologies. Okay. We have apologies from Ms. Fandenerva, Ms. Kopane,
okay,
Ms. Chimenya,
okay,
Ms. Ndaba,
okay,
and Ms. Fandenerva, Kopane, Chimenya, and Ms. Kope.
Okay. No, thank you very much. Honorable members, we have apologies. Do we accept them?
Yes, Chair.
Hello? We have apologies. I think we have five members who apologize for the meeting. Do we accept the apologies?
Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Ngomo. Can we proceed to the deliberation of the draft committee program? Secretary, can you
yes, Chair.
Brief us on the deliberations?
Yes, Chair. Our committee program has four agenda items, three, excluding today's meeting. Next week, on the 28th of May, there's a full multi-party caucus meeting at 10 o'clock. And it is a briefing by the Department of Women, Youth and People with Disabilities on the framework for gender responsive planning, budgeting, evaluation and auditing, Chair. The department has confirmed that they are ready to present to the committee, and we should probably receive the meeting documents by Monday or Tuesday next week.
Okay.
On the 10th of June, Chair, there's a steering committee meeting. It's the consideration of the final report on the National Gender Machinery Summit that was held on the 4th of March. and we'll be considering the report and its implications for the multi-party women's caucus. We made a follow-up with the NCO, Deputy NCOP Chairperson's office as to when that report is expected to be finalized. They indicated that they are in consultation. They are reviewing the report, and it should be tabled in Parliament formally on the 2nd of June. The other matter, Chair, is related to next week's meeting. Is the committee in its previous meeting made a resolution, agreed that a gender-responsive budgeting and planning workshop, a comprehensive one, including all relevant stakeholders, must be scheduled. So what we will also do on the 10th of June is the committee could then just finalize the draft workshop program, the participants and objectives. Unfortunately, because the term is ending on the 25th of June, it will probably not be held during this term, but once the parliamentary program or framework confirmation of next term is provided to us, we will then be able to identify a date.
Okay.
And then, Chair, the last item on the 24th of June is the department has provided us with a copy of the National Strategic Plan that Cabinet approved on gender-based violence and femicide. So the department was originally supposed to brief the Multi-Party Women's Caucus on the 2nd of July. But because the program also changed, Chair, and members also indicated that it should rather brief the steering committee first before it goes to the full caucus, we also include a proposal meeting for the 24th of June of the steering committee, so that the content and research support can brief the committee on the analysis of the document, as well as for the department to brief the committee on the plan itself.
That is it, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mandy. I think now we need to engage the program. Honorable members.
Chair, Ms. Sharif has her hand up. She wants to speak.
I can't even see her.
Where okay.
Okay.
There you go.
Hey, Ms. Sharif.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Chair. The first thing I want to say is, Mandy, when I look at the draft program you sent us, there isn't the 10th of June and there isn't the 24th of June. Literally, the draft program I'm looking at is the 22nd of May, 28th of May, 12th of June, 26th of June, and then that's it. So I'm not sure if maybe I'm looking at the draft program that you sent, but it's very different to what you just spoke about.
The date.
So Mandy, let me finish and then you can answer everything.
Can you correct the issues of days, Mandy?
Yes. Then my second thing is, Chair, you spoke in your introduction about how important it is to speak about gender-based violence and femicide, especially currently what's happening with the lockdown. Now, the stats that the Committee for Women, Youth and Persons with Disability that we got on the Gender-Based Violence Command Center, the stats showed that there is an increase in domestic violence and violence against women that is happening throughout the lockdown. Now, Chairperson, I will argue and I will make a strong argument that the NSP and everything related to gender-based violence and femicide should be moved closer and up the program. And the reason for this is because we can't leave it until the 26th or the 24th of June to have an introduction in the National Strategic Issues. What we should do instead is have this, as soon as possible, have the department, have the Interim Steering Committee come to us and explain to us, number one, what has currently been done during the lockdown? What is the Gender-Based Violence Command Center? What's an update for them? Do they need our help as a multi-party women's caucus? How can we assist them, as well as getting the CGE, the Commission for Gender Equality, on board? Now, Chairperson, the reason why I'm making this argument is because it's already been 6 weeks plus of the lockdown, and we haven't intervened, we haven't done oversight. In fact, we haven't gotten any information regarding gender-based violence and femicide. And I think as a multi-party women's caucus, I would like to urge honorable members to consider making this a very important aspect of our program, and perhaps moving it, and instead of maybe the gender machinery, let's look at gender-based violence and femicide, because currently, Chairperson, that's the main important thing. And unfortunately, coronavirus has taken everything and moved everything around and you know, literally put a wedge in all our plans. And I think that we just need to adapt. And adapting with that means we look at gender-based violence and femicide from a women's caucus perspective, and we see how we can intervene. Chairperson, other than that, I would like to agree to the program, and I'm very happy with it. And I just wanted to ask one more. Our strategic objectives, has that document been completed, and has it been finalized, and can we get a copy of that? Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Sarish. Is there anyone who want to make some interacting with the program? Is there any other members who want to make some contributions as far as the program is concerned? Hello?
Chair?
Honorable Ntumileng?
Chair?
Can you switch on your video, please?
You can't see me.
I can't.
This network thing here.
Open.
Hello, Chair. You can see me now. All right. No,
open
Chair.
The video.
We also said my we did a program in front of us, and we do appreciate. Do is that I don't think it must just be a program or a document. All the dates that are put in here, we need to adhere to the dates. My point is, I was even listening to the Minister of Safety, Becky, the Honorable Minister, when giving the indication, and really we must agree that since this law, especially the issue of your alcohol and all other drug stuff, the issue of women abuse, but what worries me now is we need to engage the Department of Women. I fully agree with the latter speaker, because my worry is now women are sitting with the abusers in their homes every day, every hour. They don't even go out. Remember, when there is no lockdown, we go to societies where we share the frustrations. We go to our centers and help assistance to us. But my point, you are forced to sit with an abuser on a daily basis, and our women can't come out. Now we need to engage the Department of Women so that we make sure that how do we take care of our women. It's not like there are no issues. Yes, there are issues, but the challenge is our people are unable to report them because more focus now is put on COVID-19. But other than that, I do appreciate the program. I hope that will go along with the date, making sure that we defend women who are voiceless, because you are the voiceless. Just that we are put up as it is. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Any other member want to say?
Thank you, Chairperson. It's Member Masiko.
Oh. Honorable Masiko, how are you?
I'm good, Chair. Thanks, and yourself?
I'm good, my leader.
Yes. No. Chairperson, thank you, and greetings to yourself and greetings to all members. Chairperson, we welcome your introductory remarks as well as the program that has been presented. I fully agree with the latter speaker's chairperson in terms of bringing up the issues of gender-based violence, especially during this period that we are in. But chairperson, of concern, and I think we also need to pay particular attention to, is that we had a report that there is a slight contradiction between numbers that are received by the call center for gender-based violence, as well as the records that the police are having, as opposed to the numbers of entries into Tuzela care centers. The Department of Correctional Services has reported that there has been a huge, not even a slight, but a huge decline in terms of the calls that are received and the women that are coming through the Tutuzela care centers. So it actually speaks to issues of access. And I think that if we're speaking on issues of gender-based violence, we must look at all the aspects of it and the accessibility of the Tutuzela care centers during this period. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Maseko. Is there any other member who want to add something? Honorable members, am I not leaving one outside without giving an opportunity to say something? Mandy, can you assist?
It is only Ms. Nkomo and who has not spoken yet, Chair.
No, it's fine. I was saying that maybe I didn't see her or her raising her hand. So, but if there's no one who wants to say something now, it's fine.
No, nothing.
Okay. And thank you very much, Honorable Members. I think we are agreeing, because the three speakers, really what they said is that we need the department to come forth, to come and brief us. And according to the draft program, I think the department will be briefing us on the 28th of May, if we're going to agree here as a steering committee, meaning that on the 28th, when they come to brief the full caucus, maybe this is some of the issues that we'll see them, the department, reflecting for us in order to know, or in order to take a stand of the stand of what is it that we're expected to do as multi-party women caucus. So I do agree with the three speakers. On the issue of rate of gender-based violence, you know, sometimes as members, I think we need to do our oversight, even if we are expected to be home. But by doing oversight, sometimes you can attend to the local command councils or the district command councils. I used to attend the district command councils around our area. In Mopani, when we were there, I've learned also that the stats of the GBV.
Sorry, Salo.
Hello.
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 I'm saying what's joining you.
Oh, thank you.
I'm joining now.
Okay, I'm saying why you're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you.
I've learned that you'll be joining us today. I was still saying that if we attend these local commands and the district commands, that's where we learn as to whether the state which is there, is it correct or not, because even in our areas, we learn about those, this and that, it's raising, this and that, went down. So I think it will also assist us to get also the states of where we are coming from, or where we are based, or where our constituency offices are based. Thank you very much. Ma'am Sengwa, you are welcome. We're looking into our draft program. Honorable members, we're engaging the program
and it's like we are agreeing with what has been presented to us so far.
Thank you very much, honorable members. Mandy.
Chair, the issue of the dates that Ms. Sharif raised, yes, I apologize, the dates on the program members have are correct, are the correct ones, not the ones I mentioned, because the ones I mentioned are the Thursday dates, and our steering committee meetings has now moved to Fridays because of the caucus times, yeah.
And I think that one also we should have spoke about it, the issue of moving the steering committee meetings to Fridays. Honorable members, I do apologize if I didn't mention anything about that. The issue is that we're having our caucuses on Thursday, and it's like all of our political parties are having caucuses on Thursday, and they have realized that it took time, starting from 9 or 10 o'clock until 1 or 2. And we have realized that it can't be correct to say after that we are going to have our steering committee meeting. That's where I've taken the decision to say, can't we try Friday? And it's a matter to be discussed. But I thought it would be wise enough and good for us to meet on Friday, since on other days, I've seen a lot of committees are sitting. So for us to be able to find time, we thought that Friday, at least, it's like it can suit most of us if it's not all of us. And thank you very much. If there's something that we can talk about as far as the steering committee meetings on Friday is concerned, honorable members are welcome to talk about it. Any other comments? Hello?
Chair. Yes, Chair.
Okay. Honorable
Masiko? I think, Chair, let us support it because we do understand that on Thursdays we do have caucus meetings from the mornings until 12 o'clock. Though we must also note that on Fridays there are committees, portfolio committee meetings that are taking place. But there's nothing that we can do. We support it, Chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Masiko. And I think if in one Friday that we have scheduled our meeting and then there is another committee that will be sitting, we need to advise one another. Then we can see as to whether we can move it or not. Thank you very much. Honorable members, is there something that we want to talk about as far as the draft is concerned? Okay. Mandy?
Yes, sir?
What is next into our agenda?
The next one is just just a summary report, just a breakdown of a list of all matters arising from all committee meetings which we drew up for members for their record.
Okay.
Yes, if members can see it on the screen.
Okay.
It is a document that we drafted of all the matters that members have discussed during meetings. Sorry, Jay, I just need to find it. Sorry about this.
Are you failing to get the document?
No, I have it. Can you see it on the screen?
No.
You can't. Okay, sorry.
I can't see it. I don't know if other members.
No, we can't see it. It's not appearing.
No, it's not appearing.
Okay, I'm just going to do it again.
Yes, yes. It's
sorry.
There
is it there? Okay.
There now. If only that is too small. I can't see anything.
It's too small. Okay.
But it's there.
Okay,
you can start.
I can start. Okay. What we have, Chair, is we grouped it into the items, the issues members raised. So one was the scheduling of steering committee meetings.
Mm-hmm.
That lunchtime meetings should be avoided and meetings should be held in preparation for the full caucus meetings. And that meeting should preferably be on Thursdays before full multi-party caucus meetings. The
Mandy,
second one,
Mandy,
Chair.
Mandy, can you pause there? I also indicate to honorable members that we engaged while he's still there, because maybe it won't be simpler for all members to note each and everything while we are presenting. So I think if you can engage on the steering committee issue now, then when you go to the second one, we also engage with the moment when you end up with the second one. But for now, let's engage with the first one, the steering committee meeting. Honorable members, are we agreeing with all the three things that has been mentioned under the steering committee meetings, the scheduling of the steering committee meetings?
Yes, I agree with it.
Hello, Chair.
Yes, we.
I fully agree, but I just want to raise an issue of having a meeting on Thursday before the full multi-party women's caucus meeting, because we had said that the proposal was that the full multi-party women's caucus meeting must be scheduled on Friday. So at the political side, we have study groups that we convene, that we account to. So I would propose that if it should not be 2 days concurrently. If we have a steering committee this week, let the multi-party a broader women's caucus meeting be on the following week, because it gives us time as political parties to go and account to our study group before the broader meeting. Thanks, Chair. That's my submission. Thank you.
No, thank you very much. I think I'm agreeing with you. But another thing, honorable members, that we need to consider is that we're not having a steering committee meeting every week.
Chair.
Hello? Hello? Who's there? Hello?
We do, Chair.
I can't hear you. Who's there? Who's on the line? Hello? Mandy? Hello.
Chair? Yes, Chair?
Mandy?
Chair, can you hear me?
Mandy?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello?
Mandy?
Chair, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello?
Honorable members. Honorable Chomeleng, you wanted to say something? Hello? Mandy?
Chair, can you hear me?
Mandy?
Hello?
Mandy?
Hi, Chair, can you hear me?
Hi, Mandy.
Hi, can you hear me? Hello? We can hear you, Mandy. Chairperson, can you hear us?
Mandy?
Chair, I can hear you.
Hello?
Hello?
Mandy?
Chair? Can you hear us, Che?
I think we're losing.
Mandy, I can't hear you.
Che? Hello?
Hello, yes.
Can you hear me now?
Hello?
Che?
Mandy? Can
you hear me? Can hear you, but you can't.
Hello?
Che, you can't hear us.
Do you hear me?
I can hear you, Chair. Can you hear me?
Okay, yes. What were you saying?
I think, Honorable, yes. You can hear us now.
Mandy?
Chair, can you hear me?
Mandy?
Hello?
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 Mandy?
Jay?
Mandy, I can't hear you. Can you check if Honorable Nkomo can hear you? Hello?
Mr. Nkomo, can you hear me?
Hello?
I hear you clearly, loud and clear, Mandy.
Okay,
yes,
thank
I
you.
I can hear you now.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, can we I do hear you. Yes.
Okay.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Che? Masengwa. Can you hear me?
Yes, now I can hear you. Yes. Mandy, can you continue?
Thank you.
Yes. Yes.
On the second
Mandy,
item is the scheduling.
Hear you.
Yes, I can hear you.
Hello?
Hello?
Can we move to the second item?
Yes, the second item is the
scheduling of multi-party women's
focus, yes. What
yes.
we have there, person, is that...
Mandy?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I do hear you. Can we proceed?
Yes. What we have there is in
Honourable
the previous
member,
meetings...
Do you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. We're just listening to Mandy with the second item.
Yes, we can hear you.
Mandy, I can hear you. Can you proceed, please?
Yes, what we have there, Chairperson, is in the previous meetings, members, the steering committee indicated more proactive
yes,
in determining our own
can
meeting
you
day.
If Mandy, it's like Mandy is lost for now. Can we proceed? Okay.
Hello, can members hear
yes,
me?
I do hear you, Mandy.
Okay.
Yes.
In our last, in previous meetings.
Mandy.
Yes. Che, I can hear you.
Mandy.
Hello, I can hear you, Che.
Let's proceed. I do hear you.
The previous meetings, steering committee members indicated that we should be more proactive in determining our own meeting dates
Mandy,
for the full multi-part. Caucus meetings. So,
Mandy, I can hear you. Let's proceed. Honorable members, can we proceed? It's like Mandy is lost here.
Okay. I think when you keep on speaking, you're interjecting Mandy because we can hear her properly. I don't know, on my side, I can hear her properly. Maybe there's an issue of the network on your side. Because it seems like whenever you are behind what she's saying,
Let's proceed to the...
Yes, mommy.
Che, can you hear me now?
Yes, let's proceed.
Okay. So so the decision was that the chairperson should formally write a letter proposing dates and submit it to the National Programming Committee. Programming Committee, which we have done. We do that each and every term, Chair. So that resolution has been implemented. The third issue that members raised is the attendance of meetings.
Yes.
Members raised concern over the poor attendance of meetings, and in our last meeting, the matter was also raised with the chief whip of the majority party, who indicated that this will be raised in the chief whip's forum. So we still need to confirm whether or not the chief whip or the chief whip's forum has discussed the matter. The other matter that members raised are the matter relating to three or four workshops that members wanted. The first was the strategic planning workshop for members, which members still need to determine. The other one is the gender responsive budgeting and planning workshop, which members wanted, which will probably be held in next term. The third one is a matter relating to Parliament's role and the role of the multi-party caucus when it comes to country participation in international and regional and continental bodies. So the resolution was that International Relations and Protocol Division of Parliament must workshop members in terms regarding the processes relating to Parliament and country participation. The other matter is the workshop on the concept of gender-based violence and existing legislation. The other matter, Chair, is local visits. Members also highlighted that local visits should be prioritized and it should be relevant to the committee's focus areas. But I'm sure because members also adopted the focus areas, the local visits will be informed by that. The other matter is the matter relating to international study tours. I discuss the content and research support. Our content advisor and researcher are busy with a discussion paper members requested on the sector trends on the continent so that the committee can determine which countries on the continent the multi-party caucus could benchmark against. The other matter is the gender-based violence and femicide. The steering committee did say that the national strategic plan should be presented to it, and that will happen on the 10th of June. As well as there's the first parliament passed a resolution on the exploitation of women and young girls in cultural and religious settings, and that resolution was referred to the committee in the first parliament to consider, and the committee is an outstanding matter that we need to deal with. The last two matters, it's the Women's Parliament and the revival of the national gender machinery. The multi-party women caucus, the resolution there was that we should be included in the planning and implementation of parliamentary gender-related activities and projects, because today the caucus are merely invited to events rather than being an active collaborator on these projects.
The last one today is support to women members of parliament. The committee decided that it should consider, decide, and lobby for improved support mechanisms available to female MPs, and that the steering committee should interact with presiding officers regarding the above, as well as, for example, the establishment of a daycare center. That's it, Chair. Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chair. Hello?
Hello, Mandy.
Okay, I'm done.
Hello.
Hello, Chair. I'm done.
Chair. Okay. Hi, Chair. Are you there? Can you hear us? Hello, Chair.
Mandy.
Chair.
Hello, Chair.
Chair.
Hello, Chair. Honorable members. Hello, Chair. Chair, can you hear me? Hello. Hi, Mandy.
Hi, Chairperson. I can hear you.
Honorable members.
Chair.
Hello, Chair.
Hello.
Chair.
Chair.
There is something
different. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Chair.
Honorable Bridget Tietomela, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Mandy. Mm-hmm. I didn't get your conclusion, but I think honorable members will be able to hear you. Honorable members, I think we're engaging on the first SM, which was scheduled for steering committee meetings. Is there any other? Yes. Hello? Hello, do you hear me?
Yes,
yes,
can hear you.
Yes,
yes,
can hear you.
Hello. Hello, honorable members.
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, do you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Honorable members.
Yes. We can, sir. We hear you.
We can hear you.
Yes, we can.
Yes. Honorable members.
Chair.
Hello.
Okay. I was just about to indicate that we engaged the first one, which was scheduling of hearing. Hello.
Do you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Chair.
Yes. 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 Hello.
Yes,
do you hear me?
Yes, Chair, we can hear you.
Honorable Ntomeleng, I can hear you.
Honorable Nkomo?
Yes, Chair, I can hear you.
Honorable Nkomo, do you hear me?
Yes, Chair, I can hear you.
Yes. Do you hear me? Okay.
All yes, right. I can hear you.
Can we proceed? Can we proceed, honorable members?
Proceed, Chair.
We were dealing with discussions and the outcomes of multi-party women caucus. Number one was the scheduling of steering committee meetings. And I think we did engage on that. Number two is scheduling of multi-party women caucus. Is there something that you want to add there or to understand as far as scheduling of meetings for MPWC? If there's nothing, we can move to number three. Attendance of meetings. Honorable members, I think we need to engage this one. Attendance of meetings. Eh? Honorable members. Hello?
Yes, Chair, you can proceed. I can hear you.
Okay. I was saying on this item, number three, the attendance of meetings, I think we need also to come up with a strategy because our next meeting, it will be a full caucus. And I think it will be good if members come in numbers. Because the other challenge that was, we come up with something, we discuss about it, we agreed upon a thing, but you may find that when we go to the next meeting, members who were not there on the previous meeting will come and bring in other new issues. If we can come up with the
Hello.
On hand, we had this thing, but I don't know. This is there.
Hello. Hello, Chair.
Hi. Honorable Nkomo.
Chair.
Yes. I can hear you.
It's Honorable Bridget here.
Oh, Honorable Ntshemeleng.
Come in, Chair.
Honorable Bridget. Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Chair. I just want to apologize because I had a problem of the network where I am currently. But I think after the meeting, I'll request that the resolution of our meeting may be forwarded through WhatsApp by Mandy because I missed some of the points. But I want to make an input in terms of the attendance of the meeting, Chair.
Okay.
I think the approach of the Chair.
Yes, I can hear you. Proceed, Honorable Member. I can hear you.
All right. I think the approach of the whip.
Yes.
All right. Of engaging other political parties is critical. But I agree with you that the challenge that we faced before it was we went to the meeting, members did not come, and then they want to come up with new issues, of which they are important. My proposal will be, because multi-party women caucus is a non-political
a party. It's not based in, it's all parties that are included. It deals with issues of debate. We must agree that because it's formed by all members of various political parties, the whips must take the responsibility. If the whips must take the responsibilities, because we can't discuss issues people are invited to the city. They don't pick up. And then later they want us to redo what we have agreed upon. You said the whip will take it, I mean chief whip will take it with the other political parties. But also at our level, we need to do something. We need to commit on behalf of the organizations that send us to Parliament to say that if we have concluded the matter, if there are issues, they must be channeled via our leaders there, who are the whips, because I think all parties have the whips in their committees who check who is attending them and whatever, so that we avoid, and we encourage members to come to attend the meeting so that they provide solution and help us, because I'm worried it's like it's a burden to multi-party steering committee now, because I don't take this committee very serious. But when they come at the end, they want to redo what we have done. So my proposal is that we need to pin them down. Responsibilities must be taken by the leaders of from various parties, that if they did not participate, we cannot reopen what we have agreed upon. Or which means all the issues that have been taken decision about, they will bind all of us if we have not came to the meeting. That is my proposal.
Thank you very much, Honorable Tomeleng. I 100% support the statement that you have raised. I think Honorable Sharif and Honorable Sengwa, they do hear your point. Because really, if also the other political parties may consider multi-party women caucus as well, caucuses that women, we need to make an impact, they can also do something in their various political parties as far as the attendance is concerned. Any other member who want to say something as far as the attendance is concerned?
Yes, Chair. Can you hear me, Chair?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Mam Sengwa. Hello?
Yes, Chair. I also fully support this.
Mamsengwa.
Yes, Chair. Can you hear me, Chair?
Mandy.
Chairperson. Hello? Chairperson. I can hear you.
Honorable members.
We can hear you, Chair. Yes.
Hello, Mandy.
Yes, Chairperson, I can hear you.
Hello.
Chair, I can hear you. Ms. Slinger would like to say, would you like to speak?
Yes. Yes, I'd like to speak, but I want to concur with the point, what Bridget says, and we are fully supported this, because
hello.
As a woman, as a party, we must support our thing. That was my point. I fully support the suggestion that Bridget was saying, Chairperson.
I was trying to call Mandy. Maybe if she can close the screen there. Yes, I do hear you,
okay.
Ma'am.
Okay, Chair. The okay.
Yes, Mommy. Okay. All right. Can we proceed? I said is yes. Is there any other members who want to add something? Can you not explain, Mandy?
I think. Hello, Chair. Hello, Chair.
Whoever's little baby,
hello?
She's singing so nicely.
Hey, she sings so nicely, but she must be away from the
from the microphone or the phones. She's we understand that we are mothers, but we must leave our kids that far.
Hello.
Hello.
Honorable Nkomo.
Yes, Chair, I think we agree with what Honorable Bridget was saying. And I think the reason why it was brought in the last multi-party women's caucus, it was because of the poor attendance from other political parties. Hence, it was said that it should be raised directly with the Chief Whip Forum. But I think at the level of our own whips within political parties, it must be that the issues of attendance are very important. Because I can understand that on your side, it could be very frustrating when you come to a meeting and you've already crafted an agenda based on the, that is informed by the meeting of the steering committee, and then other issues starting to rise outside that agenda, it could be very disorganizing. But I think it's something that you must emphasize to say, when you don't attend the meeting, then your participation should be very limited, even though we understand that it's a democracy, everybody is allowed to express their own views. But the issue of commitment and also discipline amongst, that should prevail amongst our own members. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Nkomo. Mam Hlengwa, is there something that you want to add?
Nothing, Chair. I concur with all the points. Yes.
Honorable Sharif, is there something that you want to say?
No, Chair. I concur with all the points and it's noted.
Okay. The fourth one was the workshop, strategic planning. Do we have something to say about the workshop?
Can I reply, Chair?
Yes, my dear one.
Oh, my battery is low.
Sorry.
Okay, I fully support the...
Just bring the charger close by you, then you can be... Like myself, I'm just charging on the other hand while listening to or participating in the comment.
Thanks, Chair. I fully support the proposals which were made here, four of them, as presented. Because remember, the focus, our focus areas also speak about the empowering of empowerment of MP members who are females. So I think issue of my workshop, we must also, you know, it must take center stage so that we're able to be capacitated. As much as we're in the lockdown, it could be very, very assisting to all of us. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much. Any other input? Meaning is clear.
Hello, so Chair. Take it.
Hello.
Chair.
Yes.
In addition to what the Honorable Nkomo has said, I will request that in terms of the workshop, I support the point that has been made. Can we be forwarded with the documents so that we read before we go to the workshop? Because we see that we are having a problem of this network, so that we are able to participate and we prepare ourselves in advance. Thank you, Chair. But I fully support all the points that she has made. Thank you.
You're 100% correct. And I don't know, in addition, honorable members, I think the issue of workshop during this virtual meeting is not going to work or is not going to assist us. Because sometimes you start with the meeting, but towards the end, you find that you're no longer connected and we are just left out. So I think if we can, they can plan, even if we don't know as to when are we going to go back to Cape Town or wherever they may say that maybe we're going to meet somewhere than this visual meeting. The issue of visual meeting, sometimes it disturbs us, because you will get some of the information while somebody is presenting, you'll get this information later, you fail to get some of the, so it's not easy also for you to ask questions, or it's not easy for us to contribute fully, because sometimes you are in, sometimes you are out. Thanks, comrades. Honorable members.
Okay.
Yes, Honorable Nkomo.
Okay. Okay, I just want to, I don't know on your side, those who are in the rural areas, in terms of how the Zoom thing works with you. So I'm thinking, because most of we've got a challenge with the Microsoft app, but perhaps if the Zoom is working perfectly, then we can take advantage of it as and when we are having these workshops. I don't know if it's my submission or proposal. Thank you.
Yes, I fully agree with you, Honorable Ken.
Can I be recognized also, Ken?
Honorable Ntomeleng? Hello? Hello? Honorable Ntomeleng?
Can you hear me? Hello, sir. Yes, yes. Now, can I continue, sir? Hello?
Yes.
Yes, I was saying I fully agree with the Zoom, because the Zoom is better than the Microsoft Teams. I've used it I've seen it number of us who have been struggling with the Microsoft in the study group of the small business. But we went to Zoom. All of us were able, like some of us who are staying in the farms.
Uh-huh.
So I was saying during the workshop, if we can use Zoom, but I'm just seconding it, if it's favorable for all of us, it's the most easiest and is the most easiest platform to access the network than this one of the Microsoft. Thank you, Chair.
Sure. Thank you very much, Honorable Bridget. And I think, Honorable Members, for us who are staying far in these rural provinces, the Zoom is the best to use. And I don't know whether in Parliament they want us to use this soft Microsoft instead of Zoom. But I think maybe Honorable Nkomo, can you please talk to the Chief Whip? Maybe they will understand this, that we are facing a challenge, more especially as we are staying at the rural end of the provinces, that we were saying that if it's possible, they must agree that we use the Zoom instead of the Microsoft. Thanks. Honorable Members, Item 5, it was for local visit. That which it should be prioritized. And the committees must also focus on the focus areas that we agreed upon. So what can we say with the local visits? Or let me couple it with the sixth one, the study tours, the international one. Is there something that we want to add there on the local visit and the international study tours? Honorable Members.
Honorable Omo.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm saying, I wanted to say, as much as I agree with local visit and international tours, but I think for now they can only be informed by the cabinet of the coronavirus. So for now, perhaps maybe we could just leave it as it is, as pending, until such time things have changed.
I think we all agree.
Yes,
I agree. We all agree on that. Yes. Then the number 7, it was the GBV and femicide. What are we saying about this GBV and femicide?
Chair, can I just have a quick bite here?
Yes, Leslie.
Okay, Chair, so I think the number 1, where it says the interim steering committee should appear before the multi-party women's caucus, I think that has to change. If I'm not mistaken, and maybe Honorable Masiko can just add in here, that as far as we know, the interim steering committee's term has come to an end. So the term is finished. So I'm just, maybe we should just find out who is replacing or who's in charge before the National Council, the Command Council is set together, because then we would have to remove number 1 off this list if the Interim Steering Committee is no longer there. And that is the only thing I wanted to speak about. Other than that, I agree and I accept it.
Okay, thank you. I don't know the replacement. I don't know what's happening after this, the Interim Steering Committee.
maybe we'll be advised by the Department of Women, Youth, and People with Disabilities. If none, then we proceed. Mandy?
Yes, Chair?
What comes now?
We are done, Chair.
Oh, we are done.
Yes.
So, we were proactive.
What we can do, Chair, is we can also just list, but we will also send members a list of the of today's outcomes, so that members have record of that. Yeah.
No. Come again.
To list your decision and the committee's decision.
Yes, to be sent to all members, ma'am.
Yes.
Uh-huh. That will be fine.
Okay.
That will be fine.
I will do so after the meeting.
Thank you very much, honorable members.
Chair, quick one. I just have a quick question, Chair, if you will allow me.
Okay.
Chair, I just wanted to find out, and I just wanted maybe Mandy to just double check and confirm, when the Multi-Party Women's Caucus Steering Committee met, when we were discussing our strategic objectives and our focus areas, we spoke about pornography and we also spoke about sex work, but I didn't see it in, but I understand that document we just went through was decisions of the previous meeting, so I just want to double check that maybe we can just get a recopy of what our focus areas are completed and adopted, just so that we know how to inform our work moving forward. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Nesli. Mandy?
Yes, Chair?
Yes.
Can
you say something about this?
Yes, we will provide you with a final copy of the document right after the meeting, Chair, but perhaps our content advisor can also just, who has drafted the document, can also just maybe say something now. I think she will be better able to assist.
Okay. Okay. And honorable members, Honorable Nesli. Honorable Nesli.
Yes, Chair, I'm here.
Yes, I think you raise very important issues. But I also feel that as members, if there is something that we think it can fit well under some items or programs that we can bring in, I think it will be good also to bring the steering committee before it goes to be discussed by the multi-party women caucus. Because I still remember when we're bringing in the program, we're saying, can we be focused mostly on the issues that are affecting us mostly now on the ground, like the issue of gender-based violence and femicide. So I'm not saying that the pornography and the sex work is not affecting us as women. It is. But if you do have something that you would love to share with the steering committee before we take it to the multi-party women caucus, I think it can also assist. Sometimes you may find that you are exposed to something, or maybe there are people who are closer to you who used to brief you of something which is happening, that you do have the know-how of how these things are happening. How is it affecting the community and what in view? So I think you can also come in and brief us. Then we'll take it from there.
Okay, Chair. Noted and accepted. And thank you for that opportunity. I think it's a great platform as the steering committee to be able to deal with issues and then take it to the bigger committee. I'm fully in support of that, Chair. Cool with me.
Okay. All right. Honorable members, is there something that you want to brainstorm on it before we close our meeting?
Chair.
Any other. Hello?
Chair.
Hello, Chair. Ma.
Yes. May I please, as a woman, as a multi-party woman, the school are going to be reopened. What are we going to do to make us visible in this COVID-19 towards this, our children, the schools, to see what is happening? Can we go and visit those nearby schools to see what is happening?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Just a suggestion, Ma.
Thank you very much, Ma. I think that will be a very good idea. I don't know whether you were with us or when I was mentioning the issue of attending some of the meetings that are happening around our country or in our provinces, the command council, the local councils. I don't think it will be a problem for a member to do an oversight at school. Because doing an oversight at that particular school, you'll be doing, at least you'll be having the know-how of what is transpiring in that particular school as a woman and also as a mother. It is our duty or it is our responsibility to make sure that the places are conducive enough for our people to learn under this situation that we are in now of COVID-19. Because by doing an oversight, you will also check if the school has been sanitized. The chairs, the tables that kids are going to use, if those kids are having masks, if they are sanitizing their hands while getting there, you'll observe all those things. And by so doing, I think you'll be assisting the whole, not the community, but our country. You'll be assisting our country and even making sure that our children's lives are safe. Honorable members, is there something that you want me to say concerning the issue that has been raised by Honorable Sengwa? Honorable members, honorable members.
Well, we are covered, so we're happy.
We have no addition.
No, bye. Thank you, Honorable Nkomo. Honorable members, I think that brings us to the end of our meeting. Please stay safe. Stay indoors. Protect yourselves, protect your families. We still need you, and God bless you. Bye for
thank
now.
You, thank you, Chair. God bless you too.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you. Bye bye. Bye bye, everybody.
Bye.
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 Bye. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Honorable Tomeling, I didn't see you.
I'm missing you, Chair.
You're missing me?
Oh,
yes. You know.
It's locked down.
You know.
Thank you, Chair, everybody.
Bye-bye. Take care of yourself.
Thank you.